Hi everyone, Dr. Clark here on The Place for Answers. I want to start a new series today called How to Prevent ADHD. You may be familiar with my other series called How to Prevent Autism. Well, I thought I would start one on ADHD too, because there's just as many of those kids running around with those behaviors and those labels as there is autism. And just so you know, ADHD is really part of what we call the autistic spectrum, meaning those are all really the same problem. They all involve the right side of the brain 99% of the time. The only difference really between autism and ADHD is severity of the problem and what specific part of the brain is involved, you know, anatomically speaking. So I want to start today with how to prevent ADHD. Number one, don't smoke when you're pregnant. Now, it's 2010, and I hope that most of us are aware of how bad nicotine and tobacco are for us, but especially when we're talking about a developing baby. One of the studies that recently came out said that of kids 8 to 15 years old that were diagnosed with ADHD, and the kids that were born to mothers that smoked during pregnancy had a 2.4 times more likely to get diagnosed with ADHD. Now, what that means is that's a big deal. How does that work? Well, not that I expect you to have to memorize this, because you obviously know smoke is going to be bad for the fetus anyway because of oxygen deprivation, but nicotine is a adrenal gland stimulant. Now, just a quick thing. Adrenal glands are on top of the kidneys, and their main job, I guess you could say, is to regulate blood sugar delivery. And if you remember, there's two things that a nerve cell and a brain's got to have to be healthy, and that is fuel and activation. Now, fuel is oxygen and glucose. So what we're talking about preventing ADHD is don't smoke. Don't get exposed to tobacco at all, because what nicotine will do is overstimulate your adrenal glands, number one, and that can actually have a lot of very bad consequences, because when we're disturbing, you know, blood sugar regulation, we're going to be disturbing that child's normal developing brain. And I didn't want to go too heavy into the biochemistry of it, because I thought this one was, you know, a fairly straightforward tip, right? Don't smoke. Now, the paper that I pulled this from, one of the interesting things that it says is they kind of mishmash a little bit. At the end of the paper, they say, well, you know, ADHD is thought to be a strongly genetic condition. And that is partly true, but for me, this brings up this whole issue, and you should know this, that yes, genetics are involved in everything. They are involved in everything. But genetics do not predetermine your fate. You have to understand the difference between what we call a genotype and a phenotype, or the genes you're born with and then genes that get turned on and actually do things. Yes, ADHD is genetic. So is your hair color. So is how tall you are. The thing I want you to know is that you can have genes that don't turn on. And for many chronic conditions, and especially neurological conditions and ADHD, when genes get turned on, that can be a very bad thing. And what I'm telling you is, when you control and limit the amount of environmental triggers, a lot of these, quote, genes don't get turned on, and then therefore don't cause you problems. You don't develop ADHD. You don't develop distractibility. You don't develop hyperactivity. So, tip number one on how to prevent ADHD is simply don't smoke, because it's an adrenal stimulant. It can disturb your developing baby's chemistry in so many ways, the least of which is just the fact that we're overdriving their system. But genetics do not predetermine your fate. And it's what happens to your child, both in the womb and out, that has the biggest influence on whether they do or do not develop the symptoms that'll get them labeled, and I don't like labels because they didn't tell you what to do about it, labeled with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.